And welcome, everybody, to episode 639 of what I hope is not too somber of an edition of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Guys, Frank is down because he just learned that one of his old friends passed away 4,000 years ago. He's pretty upset about it.
How dare you, Breakman? How dare you, man? There was a passing. We'll get into it. Actually, there's a few passings this week.
Was it Ugg's brother?
How dare you, Eric, man? You guys are sons of bitches. I mean, if you're trying to cheer me up, I mean, it's kind of working.
Well, I mean,
but still.
You went looking for him and stuff like that. You should have known he was dead, but it happens.
Freak says, skip the news tonight. Skip the news tonight so the show ends early and we can all go watch MK. You might get your wish, Freak 5. We're not going to skip the news. We don't have a lot of news stories, but we'll get into them real quick. MXT says, in 1492, Frank and Columbus sailed the ocean blue. How dare you, MXT? You're exiled. It's going to be a competition between who gets exiled more, MXT or Freak 5.
Should I review the Ben 10 series as a whole or individually by series?
I think individually because they're so, some of them have such different tones, you know. Because it originally, like, it started off kind of Ben was growing up with the audience, you know. So the later series where he's like,
okay,
a teenager.
So next week I'll have a review of the first series because I'm at the second season of the second series.
So, like, when he's a teenager, those were geared more towards a more older audience, but after that they went back to him being just a kid again, and that's the way it's been since.
I've never seen even an episode of Ben 10, and I really should because everybody raves about those series. So
I mean, it's not fantastic, but it's not bad either.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's kind of like Pop Torrens kid entertainment.
I mean,
it's one of those things you just want to kind of veg out on. You just don't.
The
you see the remote,
I could...
but it's like, okay.
Yeah. The best way I could describe it is kind of like a Kamen Rider type of show, but westernized.
Okay, all right. I'll check it out.
I mean, he's even got the Power Rangers, like, wristwatch thing that Kamen Rider has.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak says, have you read Columbus Diaries? He talks a lot about how seasick Frank. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled. They're working on trying to see who gets exiled the most in chat. And so far, MXT and Freak 5 are neck and neck. I think
nice. Two and two.
So if you're counting at home there, but
we got to keep score.
Yeah, we do. All right, let's get into the news here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right. From RPG Site, we've got a release date for East 9 Monsters from Nox on the Nintendo Switch and PC, Steam, and I guess GOG, because that'll happen eventually.
Yeah.
Is that Latin or something?
No, it's happening simultaneously.
Well, you mean Monsters from Nox? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
That means Monster Night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways, it's coming on July 6th in North America, July 9th in Europe, and July 16th in Oceania. Hmm. And the PC launch is set for July 6th as well. And it's also set for release for Google Stadia, though it's not 100% clear if it will share the same date as the PC and GOG versions, or the Steam and GOG versions.
Yeah.
No mention of Epic Games Store. Which is interesting.
You know, other than Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy, guys, like, is Ease, like, one of the longest best-selling series of all time? I kind of think it is. I think it's right behind the two major.
I don't know, because, like, it's not as popular enough to really be bestseller, right?
Well,
it's
I mean,
a small it's company.
Relatively
Japan,
speaking.
So.
Eric, is what I'm saying. Like, it's one of the longest running, for sure.
It's definitely an enduring franchise, but
yeah.
There aren't as many entries as, say, Mega Man.
Yeah. Let's see.
But as far as, like, an old franchise, like, think games like that and Ultima and Wizardry have been around for a very long time.
I mean, there are tons of Ease games, but that's mostly just various permutations of ports that exist.
I mean, if you're...
I think he's more saying, like, that it's been around for a long time. Not necessarily that they're, like,
20
versions of it.
Right.
Yeah,
this is actually its first year, I think.
What I'm trying to say is, like...
So it's not Blizzard.
Or maybe it's the 32nd, because I remember this game coming out at the tail end of 2019 in Japan. No. And that's why it took so long to come over, because they were busy doing the Trails games.
Yeah, that's another series, too, Trails. The Trails games and Ease. I always think of, like, second-tier RPGs that are just as good as Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest, for the most part. And those two series kind of, like, you know... kind of are up there. Like, I haven't, like, that. I mean, you could make arguments for Xenosaga and stuff like that, but what, there's no new Xenosagas or anything like that. Like, these Ease games are still coming out today. You know, it's one of those enduring series that, for the most part, have been really good. And commercially speaking, I think Ease is clearly on that second tier of RPGs. You know, it's definitely not Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest, you know, hype, but it's up there. MXT Exiled, he says, if they are like Frank's yearbook photos, which were on stone tablets, it should be interesting. How dare you? And Freak 5 says, Mortal Kombat Annihilation is greater than DQ8. How dare you? How dare you?
They didn't call them stones back then. They called them
Break, man. Don't add to their you know, nonsense in chat, man. Come on, man. You know better than that. All right, Break. What do we got next?
Speaking okay, going to this live from RPG site, Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis launches simultaneously worldwide this June. Well, wow, that's cool. Game.
I need to start playing the original PSO2 before this comes out.
The company will also distribute a character creator benchmark software on PC for both versions in late May 2021, so that's cool. The announcement was made at the third POSO2 New Genesis Prologue stream aired simultaneously in Japan and English. Oh, okay. Other than more details on the character creation system and priced item packs, the stream also revealed the first four characters that the player will encounter in the game storyline. Aina, Manon, Garo, and Dover. No, I'm not going to make a bend over joke.
Yeah, I'm not laughing at you, Breakman. I'm laughing at Freak Five's comment and chat, and he's taking the lead right here with the exile, because you're exiled, Freak Five. He says, strange fact, Frank was strangely reluctant to start using paper. He kept using leaves and corn cobs well into the 1900s. How dare you? How dare you, Freak Five? What, and you guys laughing just add to his miscreancy, man. I'm telling you, man. And MXT's in there. Just chiding things on too.
Well, back in the 15th century, Frank was a king, and he actually had servants do it for him. He didn't need paper or anything like that. That's kind of why he held off on the paper thing.
Yeah, and then
he got
you
so
know.
Used to one thing, and then he'd switch to another, and he had to switch back. It was irritating. So I get it. Anyway, to end the story, there's going to be a closed beta May 14th to the 16th.
Are you guys excited for more Phantasy Star Online? And those games were good.
I played any of the others, yeah.
Yeah, those games were good, man. This is something that we all...
I need to start a party with Breakman at some point.
Oh, yeah, I see how you are. Start a party with Breakman.
Well, maybe you, too, because you're no longer hooked by Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, well, I still play that daily, but I don't play word cookies anymore, man. Like, I'm done with that.
You just play for your own cookies.
Dare you, man, you son of a bitch. All right, anything else on that, Break?
Mm-mm.
All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Great Ace Attorney Chronicles launches for Switch, PS4, PC, Steam on July 27th. So there you go.
Sorry, Xbox, but the last collection didn't sell that well on that platform.
Yeah. Let's see. And there's nothing much else to say about that. So that's that. I'm not even going to play. There's no trailer. Just you know, message from the developer and stuff like that. So.
Apparently, there'll be a physical release in the English version, but they weren't very clear on whether or not it was just the box with the code in it, which would totally be a thing Capcom would do because they did that for the Iceborne standalone release.
MXT is exiled. He says Ubisoft pays Frank to be a primary source for the Assassin's Creed games. That's how this the Lost City was so accurate in AC Odyssey. How dare you, MXT, you son of a bitch. He's asking us, you guys watched the newest Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It was badass.
Not yet.
I didn't, MXT.
That's the finale yet.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see that or Mortal Kombat. But, you know, I think next week is the last... show, right? Of Falcon and Winter Soldier. I think next week episode is the last episode, so I'm sure I'll be talking about that next week, man. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is from RPG site as well, but Tales of Arise finally has a release date, and it's coming out September 10th with additional PS5 and Xbox Series X releases, which, of course, it was delayed this long, and that's probably the biggest reason why, because they figured they might as well.
Looks good, man.
Yeah, and it looks like initially they're only going to have you play as one of two characters, and now it looks like you have a three-person party. So we're back in the PS1 era of having three-person parties again.
Yeah. I guess, man. I mean, it worked. I mean, it looks beautiful, man. It looks different. And I mean, that series needs
And you'll be able to choose between 4K mode or 60 FPS mode.
Yeah, you know what? When it comes down to those choices, it's definitely 60 FPS for me all the way. You guys know I'm all about that frames per second.
I can tell the difference between 4K and 1080p, but it's not that big of a difference.
It's really not, man. I have a beautiful 4K TV, and I couldn't tell the difference, man, at all. Well, I mean, you can, but it's nitpicky. I'd give me the 60 frames.
The higher end your TV is, the more you can tell the difference, but you need to spend thousands of dollars.
Yeah. The only real difference you can tell, like, noticeably up close is, like, and especially up close, is that you'll see less jaggies on a 4K resolution.
Yeah. By the way, I think by the end of this generation, we'll see a lot of games in 4K 60 frames. For sure. I mean, it's just a matter of time. They've got some new techniques that work on frame pacing and other things that this is the generation that it's finally going to be done. It's going to be the end of the generation, but it's definitely going to be this generation. Freak 5 is exiled again, so if you're counting, that's 4 for him. He says, if you remember the story of the talking bush in the Bible, that was just Frank who got high behind the bush and was talking to himself. How dare you? Breakman, how dare you add to the
What did I do?
I didn't have any friends. Well, that's kind of true, man. I don't have that many friends. Let's see. How dare you, Freak 5? I'm not even gonna give him legitimacy with an exile for a couple of those comments. MXT says, I thought this week was the last one. It had post-credit scene and everything. Maybe it was MXT, I don't know, but
episode 6 is the last one.
Okay, then we'll have full reviews next week. I'm sure Break and I will have had a chance to see it, and we will comment next week. We will do our review next week, and maybe Eric somehow can watch it through various means.
Somebody's windows or something, like you know, find out a neighbor who's got their TV on the first floor and likes to leave the curtains a little open.
Yeah, exactly, man. You know, glom off of some if you can, why not?
You know, and if he's lucky, they have their bedrooms on the first floor too.
Exactly. Okay, Eric, was that yours story that you just did, or?
Well, yeah, I think so. Tales of Arise was, yeah.
Okay.
So you have to do
the
next one.
Okay,
Breakman. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Paper Mario Inspired 2.5, the adventure RPG Born of Bread coming to PC. Born of Bread!
You mean like gold?
Yes, pretty much. A Canadian studio.
Or East.
Yeah. Wild Arts is developing Born of Bread, a 2.5 adventure RPG inspired by the Paper Mario. Why the fuck am I repeating myself? Born of Bread follows a flower golem who teams up with a colorful cast of characters and explores the regions of a mysterious world to stop being of another age from wreaking havoc. To stop beings of another age from wreaking havoc across the land. It uses a turn-based combat system, which you must press the correct button and know your enemy's weakness to launch a successful attack. Well, you just said it was like Paper Mario.
Yeah.
Well, I think I meant visually, maybe.
Did you see the sub-headline for this story, Break? I thought that was pretty funny.
The
man.
Hero that lands needs.
The hero the land needs. Exactly.
Oh, the hero. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it.
I'm a sucker for puns, man. I just like shit like that. But anything else on this, Break?
I see the Canadian studio.
Yes, I said that. Wild Arts.
Yeah. Freakpipe says someone could slide into Eric's DMs with their Disney Plus info. That's a good point, Freakpipe. I never really thought about that. Frank has strangely had few friends, considering how long he has lived. How dare you, man?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I would offer, but I'm sharing mine with too many people as it is.
Maybe. I'll talk to Eric maybe after the show. All right,
It is kind of annoying when you turn on Disney Plus and you see somebody's already watched episodes, so you gotta start all the way. You're like, damn it!
Yeah.
Like, I pay for this, you sons of bitches. You should at least wait for me.
Somebody
I know
hacked...
it doesn't affect me in any way whatsoever, but do it.
Yeah, I know. Somebody hacked my Disney account. It had to have been an Italian person because every time I would go into it, it was like put back into the Italian language, and then all my recommendations were weird. I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on? I had to change my password and stuff. It's, yeah.
That happened to my Funimation account.
Freak is using his sister's, so FBI, if you're looking, just look no further. It's right there.
I'm sharing mine with family, too. So.
Yeah, it's no big deal, man.
He hates that when it happens with his Pornhub account.
Okay, I have no idea what that means, MXT. All right, let's move on to the last story from...
Here's the weird thing. I don't mind that they're using it, but I do mind that when it fucks up my queue.
yeah, exactly.
Means that it makes it really hard for him to find four guys, two women, and a goat porn. Yeah. Because he can't do a search for it because he can't read Italian.
You're something else, Breakman, I swear. MXT says, Frank, same happened to me, but it was always in Dutch. Yeah, that's weird, MXT. I don't know how that fucking happens. My password was fucking phenomenal, and it still got hacked, but whatever.
Well, one thing you have to keep in mind is a good idea is to input your passwords via the phone app. And log in to another app on your PS5 or something, but don't do it on your computer because it will track your keystrokes.
Yep, that's a good point, Derek. On your phone, it's a lot harder if you do stuff. All right, happens. Okay, I was reading chat there for a second. All right, last story comes to us from Gamatsu Tactical RPG Empire of Angels 4 coming to the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch this summer. The series' first appearance on console. So I wonder if you could just jump in with this and not have to have played the previous three.
I've never heard of Empire of Angels.
I've never have either, man.
Well, the name suggests that there's lots of girls and it's fan service-y.
Oh.
Well, also suggests there are at least three before this one. I've never heard of before.
Yeah, and somehow they weren't good enough for consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah, all so female
cast of characters fully voiced in Chinese along with the revised English text localization. So there you go. And I'm going to play a quick video
you
here.
You mean it sounds less like Google Translate? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, pretty much, man. Let me fast forward this trailer because I didn't get a chance to look at, I want to see some gameplay. Ooh, looks good, man. Looks actually really good. It's more chibi figures than anything, man.
It kind of looks like the Sting RPG visual levels that came out like a few years back on the Atari games.
MXT says, nah, man, I was trying to watch the Smurf porn parody. Why would you watch Smurf porn parody, MXT? And someone stopped it right after the scene between Gargamel and Smurfette, which was the best part.
You know, the Mortal Kombat porn parody that's on Pornhub missed a beat by not calling it Mortal Kombat instead.
Mortal Kombat, which is what I named the episode. I don't know if you guys saw the episode.
Mortal Kombat? That's a good idea.
Yeah. But Eric did find that porn parody on Pornhub, man. It was crazy. I looked at that link. It was weird. But...
Yeah, I looked at that link, too. I wasn't going to bring it up.
I bet you did, too, Breakman. You know. All right. So that is the news, guys. We are done with the news. Okay. I'm not going to do any homie discounts this week. Sony's got a bunch of shit running. Xbox, same thing. Nintendo's got a weak one going this week. I didn't see anything super notable. They're, recycled bits. I think Vampire was on sale. you know, stuff like that. Yeah. But
there are games that I've seen go on sale like a few times this year.
Yeah.
Like Doom, like the Doom games have gone on sale a few times, for instance. Yeah. Like, what the hell? Like, we like other games other than, say, Doom.
Yeah. You know, it's no, it's the same thing with PlayStation Break. Like, it's the same game. Like, Witcher 3 is on sale, I think, for like $10, yeah, which is a great game, but, you know, I mean, I've seen the sale before, you know, 100 times.
Make this your regular price then, if this is what you're going to do.
Right, right. If you're going to put it on sale all the time for $10 and just drop it to $10 or $15 and be done with it, you know, just the way it is. But, I mean, so I'm not going to go through too much unless you guys have anything you particularly want to mention.
That I can think of.
All right. Breakman, should I hit your music? You know what goes really good with Heartbreak, man? Mm. Cowbell. I mean, cowbell. They're just, you know, they're in sync,
I
man.
Knew it.
Yep. All right, Dear Break Man, what do we got?
Dear Break Man, this comes from our friend 35 Chaos. And this apparently is really personal to him, and it's, I guess, recent here. He said, Dear Break Man, could you ask Frank to stop asking me to steal Viagra from my job for him? His erections aren't worth my employment. Frank,
okay.
Stop asking him to steal Viagra.
Okay, number one. All right.
Order him to steal Viagra. See, what you gotta do is kidnap children and hold them for ransom.
Right. I have never used Viagra my entire life, so I don't know where that came from. That was out of nowhere. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled, for one. Okay, what else you got, Break Man?
Freaks playing watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force and HBO Max. Nice. Good call.
Yeah.
Hey, so let me see here. Why are you stealing Viagra in the first place? I want to know more about this. have you sold it? Are you making any money? Are you going to give me any kickback now that I know about it?
See, Freak 5 is a closet tweaker, man. He's the one that's always in hanging around the pharmacy, taking things here and there when nobody's noticing.
Oh, he's the one who's snorting the Viagra.
Huh? Yeah, unfortunately. You know, so.
Those guys, they run around like they're high on coke while their dicks are hard. It's weird watching them run.
Like real quickly, MXT says, have you guys seen the original Sonya Blade game model? She did a shoot wearing her MK3 outfit and looked awesome. I have not, man.
Oh, wow. He says he added more to this. He said, and he's really creepy about it. He says, Frank, will you give me a boner? Wow, Frank, why are you asking him that? I am not stealing from my job, Frank. He's telling you now.
How dare you, Freak 5, accuse me of that, man? I think what happened is he got high on the weed that I sent him, and, like, you know, he went into a tizzy one day and freaked out at work, and people were questioning his sanity, and he, you know.
It was like that episode of South Park where Kenny gets really high and he's in an imaginary world. Is that what happened to him?
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
Exactly. You got it, Break Man. There you go.
Nice.
What else we got, Break?
Oh, that's the only thing we have in here, Break Man.
Oh, that's it?
But I want to know more about snorting Viagra. We need to
I wonder what would happen if you did snort Viagra, man. I don't know. I don't think that would be too... I don't think it would work that way, man.
It'd mimic your nostrils hard.
Your nose is like Pinocchio, you know, after you snorted.
Your eyelashes would become erect. Like, your eyebrow hair sticks out and shit. Like, what's up with you, man? What happened?
Exactly. All right, let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
I've been playing a few things, actually. Let me see here. I've been playing Far Cry 4 more. I think I'm past the halfway point in the game, so I'm not sure how much more gameplay there is. But I've been doing a lot of the side quests and shit, too. So.
Yeah, so much fun.
And search chest. Oof, another. Oh, there's another one. Oof, another one.
So much stuff to do in that game, man. I got to get back into Far Cry 4. I got it free on PlayStation Plus, and I haven't been back to it since it came out on PlayStation Plus. But it's a good game, man. I'm glad you're enjoying that game, Break.
And I've only played a couple other ones. I played some Fallout Shelter. I've been enjoying that game a lot. It's just whenever I feel like playing it, not like obligated to play it, phone game is nice. You know, kind of relaxing. Mm-hmm. Of course, they definitely want money out of me. Like, hey, this is free to play, but you know, you can have more fun. You can do this and this. Give us money.
Mm-hmm. That's how they get you, man. They always want money.
My wallet and say no.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a Marvel Puzzle Quest, man. Like that game, you don't need to spend a penny on it, and it's great. But it's kind of like, we got these characters that you want really bad that you've been bitching about trying to get, but you got to pay $20 to get the pack, you know? And it's like,
jeez, that's ridiculous.
I mean, they got ranging.
Pay $20 for a chance at getting a character.
No. They got guaranteed, like character packs, man. It's not like, you know, loot boxes, man. Like, you know what you're getting, but still, it's like, nah, just... I'll wait for random chance when I get it later, you know? It's like,
they are loot boxes in Fallout Shelter.
Yeah. Yeah. MXT says he wants an RPG based in World War II where the final boss is Hitler, who has used a spear of destiny to transform into a monster that but that'll never happen. Yeah, no. Doom goes there pretty good, man. I mean, you know.
I was gonna say that sounds like Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a Doom RPG. Why isn't there a Wolfenstein RPG?
Yeah,
I liked the Doom RPG. That cell phone game was really nice. It was really well done, I thought.
Why'd they remove it? Bring it back, fuckers. Mm.
All right, what else?
I don't know why they're doing anything. And the other thing I was playing was, before the show, I was playing MLB The Show.
Oh, that just came out, didn't it?
Yes, yeah. And the presentation in this game is unfucking believable.
Yeah. I was gonna.
Is the best baseball game in like 20 years.
Yeah.
That's the thing is I haven't had a PlayStation and Xbox has gotten the short end of the stick with an MLB game. We haven't had one in a while.
Yeah.
And that's the reason MLB told them, like the makers, like this is a multi-platform game this time. We need more people playing it.
Yeah.
Like if it was up to Sony, it would not be a multi-platform game.
Yeah, I know, but Sony doesn't want to put up a lot of money for a baseball game that people are going to play for like 2 months and then, you know, go on to something else. But I agree with you though, Breakman. They should have been multi-platform from the jump, you know. It's not a big deal. Let's see, because the Empire of Japan would be the bad guys in the game, so no,
it says the Japanese team has to make it.
Yeah, why can't it be a European team, man? There's been teams out of Spain and Portugal and like
if the setting is European anyway, so they should be able to make the game.
Let's see. I want in on this review stuff. Next week, I'll review a game as well. Okay, MXT. Call into the show next week.
The closest thing I can think of is that awful Xbox 360 RPG, strategy RPG, called Something of Darkness or whatever.
Nobody plays European RPGs. How dare you, MXT?
I think I know what you're talking about. That sounds vaguely familiar. I think about that one.
What else you been playing?
No, I've been playing MLB The Show. I only got to play one full game, simulated game, which was just the presentation is amazing. Watching the batters come up to the plate, and I don't watch a lot of the other teams.
Because I think the plot of the game is you fight Nazis as lichens. Yeah, you're werewolves.
Yeah. All right.
But watching the players like Joey Votto and Mike Moustakas and such like that, they stand the way they actually do in real life, and they kind of have the same mannerisms and stuff like that. It's just cool to watch. Like, hey,
Breakman, now that we're talking baseball,
I want to say another thing too before I get sidetracked again. It lets you choose like what kind of pitching, hitting, catching, running you're gonna do. Like you can have automated by the computer. You can there's different styles of doing things, which I fucking love. Yeah. It lets you choose how you want to pitch, for instance.
Yeah, you can play small ball. Yeah, it looked really good, man. From what I saw, it looked really, really good. I was thinking about getting that game actually, but I think I'll wait till it drops and price.
Well, you got an Xbox.
I know, but I'm a cheapo and I don't have X Pass.
That's why I don't have a PlayStation because I'm a cheap ass.
Exactly, we're both cheapos, man. We're just cheapos on either side of the aisle. You know, I'm more Sony related. You're more Xbox, but I do like Xbox, and I'm gonna get the new Xbox, and I'm thinking about getting that Game Pass because it seems like the thing to do to play a lot of cool games. You know.
Xbox.
All right, what else you been playing, Break?
That's it.
All right, Eric, you're up.
I played more Pokemon Ultra Sun, more Persona 5 Strikers, getting to the end of that. Have a review soon.
Awesome. Awesome. MXT says he found Resident Evil movie collection in the $5 bin, so he grabbed it. I'm sorry, MXT, you wasted your $5. I'm sorry about that.
They better have been $5 worth of Blu-rays, because that's DVDs. So you wasted your money, I think.
I think you're wasting your money either way. It could be 4K. Yeah. It could be 8K, and you'd still waste your money, man. So, yeah, MXT says Game Pass is worth it. It does look like it's worth it, man. I'm curious about it. Although I just...
I've played several games for free so far, including Final Fantasy 15, and you know, just saying. Yeah. And I think they said Madden is going to hit the Game Pass this year.
Ooh, yeah. That would be nice. Madden needs to change, man. That game sucks, and it's terrible. I'll pay that to look at.
It doesn't have any competitions. Why? It's not back. Like, remember when it had NFL 2K going up against it?
Yep.
Like, those games were so good because they were competing against each other, yep, you know? They're yep. trying to, like, outdo each other.
And I always liked 2K. So I always liked 2K better, man. I don't know why. Me too. Always liked 2K.
2K better. And the ESPN games, which they changed the name to ESPN, yeah. Those were better,
yep.
I think.
Yep, I agree. I totally agree. Let's see. Okay, that was it. I didn't get to play much of anything, to be honest with you guys. I had a really rough week, which I'll get to in a minute. Now I'll explain why. So, but let's move on. MXT says they need to bring back 2K football. They really do, man. That would change. That would be a game changer. It would force EA.
I don't know. I mean, have you seen 2K NBA 2K? They're kind of shit.
I liked NBA 2K.
They bring the same level of quality of the football games, is what I'm saying.
I liked NBA 2K for a long time. Eric, but I agree, like the last couple 3 years, 4 years haven't been really, really great, so you know, whatever.
This is the same company that gives us terrible WWE games.
How many of them do they show her naked body? You mean Mila Jovovich? Who cares? I think Mila Jovovich is overrated. She's a decent actress, but I don't think she's the best looking woman on the planet, to be honest with you.
And who cares what you think? Well, tell us what's the answer.
yeah, I kind of agree with that. All right, reviews. I'm going to review the Creepshow series up to date. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm just going to say, if you don't have Shudder and you're a horror fan, what the fuck are you doing? It's the cheapest, best value on the internet for streaming, especially if you like horror. The Creepshow series is just vintage Creepshow, man. It is awesome week in and week out. This last week's episode was with Ryan Quanten and Breckenmeyer. They're basically astronauts, and it was a two-man show, basically. And I'm not going to spoil anything on that. It was just such a fantastic episode of Creepshow. It deals with space madness and aliens, and so good. Barbara Crampton was in the next one, and oh man, it just when you think Creepshow, it can't get better. It really does, man. And there's not a lot of misses. I have yet to see an episode this season that's a miss. Just good stuff all the way around. So, you know, it's good stuff. MXT in chat says NBA 2K has the same problem that WWE 2K has. They found a formula and just update rosters. Yeah, that's
and they don't fix the problems that already exist.
Yeah,
the fact that the game doesn't run sometimes.
Yeah, no. How do you know if I'm pleasuring myself or not, Breakman? How dare you?
I said sounds like it. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, that's me.
Oh yeah, that's Bernie. Mm-hmm. She's the one behind the scenes.
That's the squishing noise we hear.
Yeah, get out of here, Bernie. What are you doing? Eric is okay. This is your. I doubt Eric is going to spoil anything, but this is.
I have a review too.
Oh wait a minute! I'm sorry, Breakman. You go ahead,
no,
Breakman.
Go ahead with his. We're doing his, but I'm saying I got one too.
Well, Break, let's do yours first, and then let's do... Because I got to take my headphones off for okay. Eric, so...
Well, I put a... Or I watched the movie while I was doing other things, basically, because, you know, something on in the background. And it was just kind of the first one that was on. I was like, what is this? I flipped the ID, the info, and it just started playing. I'm like, fuck it, I'm doing other shit. And I'm going to give the movie a 5. I'll tell you a rating now before I tell you what the movie is. And this is a higher rating than the movie deserves, but I will tell you why I give it that in a moment. The movie's called Thunder Force on Netflix. The premise of the movie is basically there is a world with no superheroes, but there are supervillains. And two friends, one of them, it starts from their childhood, and then they lead up to their middle-aged women, become superheroes. So Melissa McCarthy and then the other one,
Octavia Spencer.
Thank you. They become superheroes, and it is as fucking ridiculous as it sounds. Obviously, I give the movie 5 points, and it's really only worth one. But the 5 points are here. Two of them I give to Melissa McCarthy for. I mean, really, she put it all out there in this movie.
Yeah, she was just fun. Yeah. I saw this too.
There were some funny scenes in it, and like I thought she did a really good job. Like she was just funny sometimes, even in a terrible movie. You said you watched this too, Frank?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other 2 points to Justin Bateman's magnificent, maybe one of the best I've ever seen mullets. It was spectacular.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you have to see his mullet in this movie. It is the thing of beauty. It is glorious.
You know what? I think you're a little harsh on this movie, Breakman, but I actually give it a little higher. I give it a 6 out of 10. I thought it was just fun. I know it was stupid and I shouldn't have liked it, but I found myself laughing more times than not, man. And anytime
it's
a comedy
kind of
does that.
The whole premise of like all Mel Brooks films, they're all shit, but they're funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I guess the thing for me is I didn't laugh as much as I wanted, as I thought maybe. It was a good movie. I see everybody else likes it for me. Okay, but I just the whole romance with the crab and the woman. Like,
I thought that shit was funny as fuck, man.
Oh,
like,
God. The only thing funny was when he donned the mullet and he put on that suit and was dancing. But that mullet, oh, God damn.
Break, man. You can't tell me you didn't fucking laugh when you saw him, like crabbing, like going side to side with his crab.
That was funny. I'm talking about, like, the romance with him, like, her putting butter on him and shit.
Yeah, Bernie liked it. She says, I love the crab mans. Crab mans.
Him walking like a crab was funny. Justin Bateman was pretty good.
He was good in the movie, man. No question. I think he was a scene stiller for sure, man. But
I think with a better cast, the movie probably would have been better.
I don't know, man. Jason Bateman, Melissa McCarthy, Octavia Spencer.
They did a good job. And yeah. I think she did too, but I don't know.
It wasn't the greatest, man, but it was fun.
And it was so predictable. Yeah. Like, yeah. Didn't you see the woman and knew immediately, like, she was the traitor, like, right away?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And just the whole I know. Like,
it was ridiculous. I agree with you 100%, Breakman. It was a ridiculous movie. I thought it was funner than what the critics are. Critics are savaging this movie, man. But I thought it was better than that, man. Just based on what you said, man. Like Jason Bateman was fantastic in it. Melissa McCarthy's always good. Octavia Spencer is an Academy Award winning actress. Octavia Spencer was the woman last week. I couldn't remember her name.
From Ma,
yeah. And that's an excellent movie. That's an underrated gem, man. If you guys get it's on HBO Max too, I believe. It's called Ma. And you guys should check out that movie. It's kind of scary, kind of good.
Maybe we should watch that tonight.
Yeah. So
I can't believe you enjoyed that movie that much. I watched the whole thing. Like, I sat through all of it. Like, I was doing other stuff, but it occasionally make me laugh, but there's just so many things in it where I'm just like, Jesus.
Yeah. And it was
like, this humor's kind of retreading a lot of stuff we've seen before, you know?
Yeah. It was definitely a retread of humor, but I don't know. It just, for me, it kind of worked, man. I didn't think it was as bad as what people were letting on, but, you know, I mean, if there's a movie that just, like, makes you laugh, man, then, you know, I mean,
movies like Kung Pao make me laugh.
Yes.
Like, I've never watched that movie and not laughed, and I've seen it like a billion times.
Kung Pao's a great movie, man. That's a great, great movie. That's an underrated gem, too, man. Like,
yes.
If you ever go to Rotten Tomatoes and they give, you know, something like 30% that's either a horror movie or a comedy, it's worth checking out, at least, I say, because they usually get comedies and horror movies completely wrong, usually.
Well, they want more of a plot than, you know, people want to joke and they want to laugh. Like, one of my favorite movies is There's Something About Mary. Like, it's not a great plot. Who cares about the plot? The movie's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, the movie's fun. See, that's kind of how I feel about this movie, Breakman. Like, it's the plot aside, there's no, I mean, the premise
yeah,
is there.
Yeah, like I said, I've seen more ridiculous from it's just them as superheroes, like the whole idea, like that her goal from the beginning was to make herself a superhero. Like, she was a fat kid to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, wouldn't the goal be to make somebody, you know, who could maybe use the powers better?
How are you saying that fat people can't be superheroes, Breakman? How dare you, fat?
No,
kid?
No, there are fat superheroes, like Bouncing Boy.
Yeah, not very many, to be honest with you, man. But,
I'm still thinking. The later iterations of Squirrel Girl's kind of thick-hipped.
Like Owlman from Watchmen, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it kind of, you know, over the hill kind of, you know.
There's a fat superhero in My Hero Academia, but the thing with him is that he's normally thin and he eats because when he gets fat and he absorbs the blows of his opponents, he can redirect that energy back at them.
Okay.
There's a really fat superhero in One Punch Man, too.
Yes,
He eats the enemy.
Yeah. Yeah, I love One Punch Man. I got to see the second season, man. It's a good fucking show.
I love that show, yeah.
MXT says, love him or hate him, Anderson Cooper is killing it on Jeopardy. Dude sounds just like Alex Trebek.
You know what? I gave Aaron just a lot of grief as I was watching it, but I thought he did an admirable job.
I think
people were hating on him for no reason.
I thought, what's his name? The Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers did pretty good too, man.
I just said like a second ago.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Anderson Cooper, man. That's what.
No, I said Aaron Rodgers is what I said.
I thought you said Anderson Cooper. I'm sorry.
Also, another thing with the superheroes, like, he ends up thin again after he unleashes that energy because it burns calories when he does that.
Yeah. Okay.
I bet he's fun in bed.
I need to clip that out, Breakman. That's a great little quip there, man. I bet he's good in bed.
I meant it, Frank. I just felt like, you know, he's going at a woman and like, oh, he's big and big and big, and all of a sudden he goes little.
That's not quite how it works. He has to be punched a lot. Usually.
Well, maybe you could do a little S&M, you know?
I know, maybe he likes that kind of stuff.
All right. So, yeah, the Creepshow series so far so good. I'm, you know, but, and Break, you say no on Thunder Force other than Bateman and a couple of Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, if you like Melissa McCarthy and you're just, I mean, if you want something on the background, sure. Whatever.
It's just stupid fun, man. Like that, you know.
To me, there's so many other movies you could watch. It's just more worth your time. Yeah. That's why I give it such a low score.
That's a fair point, man, I guess. That's a fair point.
Like, if it was more, if there was, say, that on and There's Something About Mary, I'd watch There's Something About Mary, you know? Even though I've seen it a billion times.
If you want to watch a really, really good Melissa McCarthy movie, watch Spy. Spy is great. Spy is a great movie. Okay. Yeah, Spy is a great movie. You guys can stop DMing me and asking. Next week I review MASH for the Atari 2600. Okay, MXD.
Wow, they made a MASH game? Yes. Yeah. That was the worst show ever made.
Yeah. I don't know about the worst show, man, but I never really...
Okay, there are some worse ones, you're right, but MASH, I just fucking hate MASH.
I didn't like MASH all that much. There were a couple episodes I didn't mind, but for the most part, Hot Lips was the reason to watch that show, man. But
yeah, but the movie was better. Watch the movie then.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. All right, Eric is going to review Mortal Kombat. I'm going to be away for just a minute. Eric, when you're done, please say so in the chat, and I will come on back.
Okay, Mortal Kombat, which is a reboot film, has nothing to do with the original MK films. Yeah, that theme song sort of is in the end credits, but it's not prevalent in the entire movie.
Oh, that sucks.
There's like one part in the movie that it actually plays in.
That was the best part of the original movie, was the theme song.
And it's only like a few notes of a slightly remixed version of that played.
Gotcha.
And It's much better than I expected it would be. I'd put it above the original Wes Anderson or W.S. Anderson movie.
Ooh, I like that.
But not by much, just enough to put it over. But it has a new original character as the main protagonist of the movie.
And let me say something. I know like people are bothered about that, but Mortal Kombat, the game, has done that before.
Yeah, like creating your own character.
Not only that, like, and they had that one character where he started out as a young man and he played through his entire life until he was a fucking ancient old man and shit. So, I mean, that doesn't bother me at all, but go ahead.
And I don't think there are any other Tomfa Wielders in the Mortal Kombat series. So he's at least unique in that respect. Or at least a Tomfa Wielder that has both a blunt Tomfa and a bladed Tomfa. But, I think it hewed better to the spirit of the games than the other films did, too. But, this movie starts out pretty strong, and then it kind of peters off towards the end, which is kind of disappointing, because you could tell they were rushing because they were running out of money to make the movie better. The main character, the new character, gets a decent enough background set up, and the movie, before even getting to him, shows us the rivalry between Sub-Zero and Scorpion, and when they were both just normal people. Well, apparently Sub-Zero still had ice powers, but he didn't.
Well, that's the game's history. The whites each other ice powers, but Scorpion was alive at first.
I think it's kind of funny though, because like Hanzo Hashashi is his name in this series, which sounds a lot like Hanzo Hattori, which is an NG he's probably modeled after.
He goes by that in I don't know. It's the last Mortal Kombat. No, I didn't play 11, but in 10. When he's a human, that's like he goes by that. They don't call him Scorpion, even though like his name is Scorpion. They call him Hanzo.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, there are a couple things that the movie doesn't explain, like how the heck Scorpion survived all those years, or Sub-Zero, I mean.
It isn't the same guy. Like they didn't. Like in the game, like there are multiple Scorpions. Like, I mean, the original Scorpion's long dead, and he was replaced by his brother.
Well, without spoiling the plot, like the Scorpion that you see in the beginning of the movie is a Scorpion at the end, but you have to see why. But the Sub-Zero is as well. But that doesn't mean there won't be different Sub-Zeros or Scorpions in the next film, because there is a sequel hook. But who knows if we'll get one, because it'll really ride on how successful this movie is.
Yeah.
But the other characters are kind of underdeveloped. And I saw someone on Twitter was upset that they were setting up Kano as being a reverse heel, going from bad to good, getting a redemption arc, and they don't do that because he's Kano. And they're kind of upset that they kind of didn't subvert expectations. But, I don't know too many people who are actually mad by that.
Yeah, I don't want a good Kano. I'm sorry. Like, he's Kano. Just that, he's a dick.
Yeah, he could have... You know, I guess they wanted, a Bakugo type of character from My Hero Academia, who's just a gigantic asshole, even though he's a superhero.
Yeah, I gotcha.
That would have been a fun way to see Kano, but I don't think you could do Kano any other way than villain.
Yeah, they can do that with other characters, though. Some of the more modern characters, like the children, they could probably do it with one of them.
But yeah,
poop today, asked Frank in chat.
But and yeah, the other characters are undercooked and that's kind of a weakness of the movie. It's too. So it is fun though, and it's just under 2 hours long. Okay. And I'm gonna give this a 7.5 because I'd give the original Mortal Kombat movie a 7, and I'd give Annihilation a fucking 3 because Annihilation was that bad.
If I could give Annihilation a negative score, I would.
But
Frank, you can come back now, Tom.
Yeah, you can come back, Frank.
Come on back, Frank. I saw that talking about HBO's numbers, like Godzilla's done fantastic. Godzilla versus Kong, fantastic. But the Snyder cut, apparently, most people aren't finishing it.
Because it's too long.
Yeah, I guess because it's a 4-hour movie. Like, I shouldn't say most people, but a lot, like a big number of people.
This is why they should have split it into two movies. They knew they couldn't, though, because people were already waiting for it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like, people, you can just go back to the movie when you're ready to watch it again.
Yeah.
They rushed. It was rushed to begin with. Like, they were so wanting to catch up with the MCU that they just rushed in head first and tried to pack as much content in at once instead of, you know, like the MCU build it up and build it up and build it up.
Hey, so, guys, I'm back. What did you give Mortal Kombat, Derek? 7.5?
7.5.
And you, Break?
I didn't see it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it. Okay.
No, I listened to Eric's spoiler-free review.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I'm going to watch it tonight. At least I plan on it unless Mrs. Breakman tells me no.
Yeah. We know who wears the pants there. Okay, well, there's your review of Mortal Kombat. I'm sure Break and I will have more to say about Mortal Kombat next week. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
I'm guessing you probably want to go last.
Yeah, I'm definitely going last.
My stinko last week was the rise in violence that we've seen, and police violence and civilian violence and stuff like that. Well, that hasn't abated at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still going on strong, and it's horrible. I can't believe the amount of people are dying just from violence in this country right now.
Yeah, well,
the racists,
I mean,
doubled down as soon as they heard that verdict. That's what happened.
It's not surprising to me, Breakman, because we, as a country, have more guns than people.
Yep.
So
I know.
You know, it's to be expected at this point. We're now at over one mass shooting a day in this country. Yeah. So it's becoming more and more dangerous to live in this country.
It's
so
sickening. And half of our legislation, their answer is to get more guns out there. Yeah. Well, everybody needs guns. We need to have, like, less gun laws. Like, the good guy stops the bad guy. Like, that's the way we do it. Well, even though studies have proven that doesn't actually fucking happen.
Yeah.
They have done numerous extensive studies on it, and the good guy with the gun theory.
Never mind, like, doing things that could help cut down on the number of quote unquote bad guys.
Yeah. You know, we need police reform. We need prison reform for sure. I don't think there should ever be a prison that's for profit. Anytime you have for profit prisons, then there's incentive to keep people in jail. You know, and that should never be a society's feeling. We should never want to put people in jail. You know what I mean? Like, it's backwards thinking, and it all goes back to what we talk about all the time, Breakman. Money and politics. That's all it is. You know, if we could get rid of money and politics, we could have real discussions on police reform, maybe abolishing the police altogether. I mean, there are alternative forms of policing without policemen and women. You know, I mean, it's true. It can happen. But in order for that to happen, we'd have to have prison reform first and get rid of private prisons. Private prisons never do anybody any good, ever, because it's all about the almighty dollar and how much money, you know, people can get putting people in jail. And it's ridiculous, and it's time to end. That type of our prison system sucks.
With the police, for instance, like just a traffic cop, like they have, you know, goals and shit like that. They shouldn't have a goal as to how many people they're supposed to pull over. Like, that's
right,
forcing
right.
a cop to go out and do interact with people just because. Like, that's,
you know,
why people get pulled over for stupid shit like your temporary plates in
right.
your back window instead of, like, on the plate itself.
There's
the stupidest shit ever.
Right. There's a big disconnect between policing, Breakman, and people. And it has to do with things like that. Like, if somebody has an expired plate for a week or something, and you pull them over, you find out the situation, right? maybe they just didn't have enough money that week. Why would you give them another ticket and cause them that much more money? That could be a life-changing event in somebody's life.
I don't think they should be pulled over for something stupid like that.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, it's just dumb. I mean, this whole thing – and by the way, whether you're a sovereign citizen or not, you can drive in this country without a license plate and without a license. I don't know if people knew that. But
It depends on where you are, because some states override those laws. Like in Ohio, they want you to have front and back license plates.
You still don't need them, even in Ohio, Brakeman. Like you, this country is –
they'll pull you over without
them. Will. They will, and that's
MFC's
part
– MFC's talking about Grand Theft Pog.
The guy – okay, but first off, Freak Five says his grandma fell and broke her hip. That's terrible, Freak Five.
That sucks.
That really sucks, man. MXT says he wants to put lots of people in jail. Guy who cut me off at the stoplight, the girl who ate the last fresh Cinnabon before me, the kid in eighth grade who stole my damn pogs. Yeah, you know. I think the death penalty for those people, MXT. I'm not thinking about pulling people over.
I got
a
long list of people I can start adding to that.
Fucking city planted a tree on my property. What the fuck, freak?
Dude, the city did it to us years ago, and it's the fucking worst. The trees they planted have destroyed the sidewalk, they killed the bushes, and they've brought fucking squirrels to this neighborhood in mass because it's fucking two acorn trees.
Oh, God. You know, Freak Five, there's nothing that says you can't kill off that tree, you know? I mean, just pour a little bit of salt, and you'll be good to go, man. You know?
I'm guessing it was like a city beautification project or something, but it was like they do these things without really thinking. Like, you're putting a giant tree next to the curb. Yeah. Like, that thing's going to grow roots. It's going to damage the concrete next to it.
Pipes. That's another thing. Sometimes they get into the pipes.
Exactly. Yeah. It's asinine, and these morons think they're doing a good thing. Like, look, we're helping the environment.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to help the environment, you don't cut down forests.
Yeah, how about that? How about get away from paper and cutting down trees and shit like that? You know, plant trees where they need to be planted, not in the city. Like,
I've been waiting for years for people to invent the three goddamn seashells. Goddamn sake.
All right, Breakman, anything else on your stinkos?
I guess I could complain about this. I don't know if with Biden now, like, he's doing a lot of the things that, like, I said were going to happen with Trump, because he was taking more power, and that's just that leads on to the next guy. So now, like, Biden's like all these executive orders and his deciding that he should weigh in on like court cases and stuff. And even if his opinion is right, that's not the point, because we had the last guy who fucking would lie about everything and interfered in court in the public court cases, and opinion on some of them, like swayed public opinion on Roger Stone, for instance.
Yeah, I actually
here's a PSA. Like, remember how I said that he was backtracking on going getting out of Afghanistan? This is what he means by getting out. He means reducing the number of military personnel, but getting privatized PMCs.
Oh, boy.
That's not what he said at first. That's not what he said at first, which makes him pissed off.
Yep.
But, that's another stinko, him going backtracking on that. And then his weak, weak, stupid gun rules.
Yeah.
I am sick of this bullshit. Like, it was like what happened a few years ago or two years ago in Las Vegas with the whole bump stock. Like, this was like this national thing. Like, we got to get rid of the bump stock. Yeah. We got to get rid of the bump stock. Has it done a goddamn thing?
No.
Nothing. It was a red herring to fucking begin with. Yeah. And Biden's got one of those now, too.
Yeah, Biden.
It's like, well, it turns his gun into from a semi-automatic to an automatic. Well, you can go get something out of your house and do that too.
I was actually impressed with a lot of the things Biden was doing at the beginning, Breakman, because he's a Democrat, because I think it was just a stark contrast to Trump. But he's better, man.
Good things like the vaccine rollout's been going well.
Well, the first things he did were like the rolling back of the rollbacks that Trump had done from the Obama administration.
Yeah,
that were just done just thing, yeah. That was done just to spite him because he's the opposition party to Obama.
You guys remember what I said about...
So even if they were good, he did that. He rolled them back.
You guys...
Most of them weren't good.
You guys remember what I said about Obama, right? He was a nothing president. He didn't do anything, right?
Well, that gets involved in war and talk a lot.
Right. Well, that's going to be Biden.
Gaslighting people.
That's going to be Biden. So, you know. And MXT says Biden is a placeholder for Kamala Harris. I doubt that. MXT.
Why do you keep saying stupid shit like that? Like, I know you're joking, MXT, but, like, that is what some Republicans actually believe. Like, yeah. Some of the nonsense from Republicans is just absolutely ridiculous.
They,
like
they think he's just going to keel over one day and it's going to be Kamala.
Yeah. MXT
like
says...
that the plan is her, like, he's just getting her warmed up, like, she's going to take over eventually. And...
I mean, it may happen, it may not. We'll see. Hopefully not, because she's one of the biggest cops ever, you know, so...
I don't think she would be... I don't know how well she would do as the primary ticket, you know?
She would suck. That's how it would be. She's got a terrible track record as a prosecutor in California, man. So, you know, if you want more people in jail and no sympathy for marijuana users and, you know, a bunch of other bullshit that goes along with Kamala Harris, then that's the way you'll go. MXT says, I'm not done. There's more people in my arrest list. My 12th grade English teacher for telling me I couldn't do my senior project on Hulk Hogan. Oh, boy. My sister for getting on my nerves. My uncle for always giving me $5 instead of $10 for my birthday.
Well, now you're just being greedy.
My neighbor for running over my Frisbee in 1995 with his lawnmower. Fuck him, too. Yeah, I agree, man. I agree, actually, with most of that, MXT.
He's holding some long-time grudges,
I know,
man.
Damn. Holy shit. He never forgets anything.
Frisbee. 30 years ago.
Frisbee. For a Frisbee. Oh, boy. All right. Anything else, Breakman? Any other stinkers? Right,
imagine that. Like, imagine this is like a comic book. Like, his evil backstory is that his Frisbee was destroyed by his evil neighbor. And
right.
Turned him evil too.
And that's what made him a villain. Yeah.
Yeah, it made him go on a killing rampage over Frisbee.
Yeah.
Frisbee, no Frisbee.
That was my only Frisbee, and you tore it up with your lawnmower.
He was my only friend, and now you're gonna die.
And MXT like drew a face on the front of the Frisbee, you know, and it was like his only friend.
Like Tom Hanks.
Yeah, yeah, he had a castaway Frisbee, man. Yeah. All right, Breakman. Anything else?
No.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Stinkos. Oh boy, Nancy Pelosi. Congratulating Floyd for his quote-unquote sacrifice.
I thought that was actually awful, yes. Eric, and I cannot believe those words came out of her mouth. She congratulated...
Did she do that on purpose, or was she just out of her mind when she said that?
Well, she's always out of her mind.
She's always been about appearance above anything else. That's why when... there was this one thing. What was it? She had to get gold pens to sign off on sometime last year.
Yeah.
When so much other shit was going on, she had to make a big deal out of this signing with gold. What was that?
Did you see the photo op she had with Chuck Schumer wearing like African garb and shit like that? Man, it was disgusting, man. She's a disgusting human being. I've said it before on this show. I can't stand the motherfucker. I can't wait till she either dies or gets like... voted out, man, because she's awful. She's awful.
They won't vote her out. San Francisco loves her.
I don't understand why. What has she ever done? They everybody.
She's a lady. That's why
name recognition.
Everybody said
that's what fucking neoliberals do. They go, oh, they're a woman. They're different though, so we have to praise her.
Why?
The thing is, most people don't watch a lot of politics, so they'll see like the sound bites on the news and stuff like that, and they'll base their opinions on that. So, and Nancy Pelosi knows that. So she is always about appearance and how things look over everything else.
Like, yeah. Rob, do you pay attention to the fucking politics of Obama for the last 8 years? Because I sure as fuck did.
Yeah.
That's why I have every right to say Obama's garbage. And if you don't want to hear me, then that's your problem.
Yeah, I agree with you, Eric.
Trump is the worst president in the history of the planet.
Right.
And Nancy Pelosi her fights against him were ripping up a transcript, yeah. getting up and yelling at him in a meeting, stuff like that. She didn't do a goddamn thing for us.
She did nothing. Nothing at all. She watched as everybody fell ill during a pandemic, didn't want to fucking give us fucking checks. Somehow it got negotiated down from $2,000 to $1,400, and they said, oh, well, the $600 check that you guys got counts. It's like, no. We need that plus another $2,000 plus another $2,000 month after month.
You know, like Canada did.
Yes.
Japan did, and so a lot of stupid. Other countries did, because they realized that, you know, people need to live.
Yeah. MXT
they need
says
food, they need rent, they need electricity, they need water. Like,
yes.
These are needs.
Yes. Yes. You're right, Breakman.
I've got two more stinkos.
Okay, hold on, Eric. MXT says, hey, that was my damn Pizza Hut frisbee. It was made to look like a Pizza Hut box, probably worth thousands of dollars now. And last but not least, fuck my district manager from Blockbuster, who wrote me up for not saying welcome to Blockbuster when he walked in the door because it was on the mystery shop checklist. I hope he's a broke alcoholic now and in jail.
He should have worked at Hollywood, I'm just saying.
Exactly. Hollywood was a better place to rent videos anyways, man. It totally was. I rented from both, but I really like...
There was no Hollywood here. There was... You had to go all the way to Asheville for Blockbuster, or when Farmore was a thing, you could have gone and rented videos there. Or if you were where I lived... there were two other video stores. There was First Row. That closed down. Then there was Theater Video.
Now we're stuck.
Network Video.
Yeah, now we're stuck with a giant red box with no personality to rent from, man. That's what our lives have come down to.
I prefer the box in front of my – or, like, under my television. Yeah. Like, just turning that on. That's how I like it.
Yeah, I just turned my Xbox on to one of the streaming services.
I do that for the most part, but I do rent from Redbox still. I don't know. I'm just still holding on, I guess, to being able to rent actual physical discs.
I worked in an actual video store, and I don't have that nostalgia at all.
Well, now that I have a PS5 and a Series X, though, I don't even want to rent from Redbox because they won't give you Ultra HD discs.
There's some that do. There's some. They're starting to more and more, but it's a dying thing. Redbox not going to be around.
Yeah, that reminds me, Warner Brothers is getting out of the disc media business.
Yeah. What good. Fuck them. Yeah.
That's not good, because, like, people like that stuff. But they are also mishandling it in the first place, so I can't understand why they're doing it.
Yeah.
Because they're losing money because they don't know how to do it.
Yep. Okay, what else you got, Eric?
But, Michael Shermer is a fucking clown, because... Yes. Who thinks it's a good idea to do an interview with Jordan Peterson?
Ugh.
A guy who got COVID because he kind of is an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
Anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
Among other terrible things that Jordan Peterson's done or said.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson is, he won't
He's
come out.
He's a pseudo-intellectual.
He is. I wish I could talk to Jordan Peterson to dress him down, because he's, man, Jordan Peterson, he does act like an intellectual, and he is nothing.
He's also a transphobe, which that's probably another reason Shermer put him on there.
Yeah, that's true. Shermer's a piece of shit too, man.
Speaking of which, Richard Dawkins also gets my stinko of the week. But this is kind of a sweeto, though, because of what happened. Here's the article from The Guardian. Yeah. Richard Dawkins loses his Humanist of the Year title over trans comments.
Yeah.
And that's the stinko part. Let's see. What did he actually say? Here's the tweet. In 2015, Rachel Dolezal, a white chapter president of an NAACP, was vilified as identifying as black, or talking to Twitter. Some men choose to identify as women. Some women choose to identify as men. You'll be vilified if you deny that they are literally what they identify as. Discuss. I could see that going over well.
It's so tone deaf. Like, I'm so over Richard Dawkins. I used to think that he was one of my heroes, Eric, you know, and, I'm so over him, man. He said too many bad things about minorities and trans people and gay people over the years that I'm done. He's a brilliant guy. Like, he's super smart. But
no, he was brilliant. I think he's just losing it now.
Well, you can't take away his intellect. Eric. I mean, there's nothing I can say that – I mean,
yeah,
I –
yeah, there are a lot of smart geniuses that were Nazis too.
It's
yeah,
like – it's
when's
like
the last time he wrote a major thesis?
It doesn't matter. It's like – that's like – okay, Eric, let me break it down. It's
Frank,
Mitch
I'm
McConnell
not saying
is a,
you
is
shot both
evil
of
person.
You. Can I get this out?
Yeah,
no.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm
Eric.
Not saying that he shouldn't be credited. He should be discredited because of his past works.
Right.
I'm just saying, who cares about him anymore?
I agree. I agree with you 100%. As I just said, like I, in my mind, he's canceled. Like I thought his books on biology and evolutionary biology were brilliant. I read the God, what was it, the God Delusion.
This is why I don't get Christians who will continually use him as a straw man. Because, like,
I don't understand.
He is
like
a literal straw man now. You don't need to beat on him because he's too pathetic at this point.
Yeah. What were you saying, Blake?
Going out of your way, like, to talk bad about somebody who is different from you.
Yeah. Why would you
basically
do that?
Like that's what they're doing. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Like, why does it matter what somebody else does with their life to you?
Yeah.
Do you even know the person? Usually, no. Usually, they don't.
Yeah. MXT says, never meet your heroes, Frank. That's totally true, MXT. Like, you know, I'm sure if you were to meet Hulk Hogan, MXT, you would have a different opinion of that guy, that piece of shit, man. Like, I don't know why they keep bringing back that corpse for WrestleMania, man. He was awful during WrestleMania. He's an awful guy in real life. Like, he's just, I mean, and this guy, Richard Dawkins, like I said, I mean, I used to read his books and, you know, The Selfish Gene, The God Delusion, you know, stuff like that.
I still need to read The Selfish Gene.
Those are good books, man. But like, how can you, like, look at those books in any lens other than the lens that he gives us now? You know, it's like, I don't know. It's like when you find out that the lead singer of your favorite band was a womanizer, you know, it like totally taints your view, you know. It just, that's just the way it is, man. So yeah, I agree with that. What else you got, Eric? I think that's
those were it.
Okay. Give me a second.
I want to pull up the article just so people can look at it.
Yeah. All right, give me a second on this, guys, because it's going to be a little hard for me. First off, Shock G passed. The rapper Shock G. If you guys don't know who Shock G was, it's because you're probably not as old as me and Breakman, probably. But the Humpty Dance, the guy that sang the Humpty Dance and a bunch of other tunes, passed away. So that was pretty rough, man. That's a rough one. But not as rough as the next one, which I tweeted out. Like, I don't know. Last week, I told you guys that, you know, my idiot family, basically my sister, her two idiot daughters, and their boyfriend, whoever else was in this fucking house, let out my dog, right? So I lost my dog. You know, the ramifications were, you know, I didn't have my dog and it was awful and it felt bad, but it didn't feel as bad until I found out that my dog got ran over and is dead. So that was what happened when they let my dog out. They didn't let their dog out because, you know, why would they do that? So I blame them. My family is a bunch of dicks, pretty much, except for maybe my mom sometimes.
Well, once they move to Mexico, I wonder if they'll do something so stupid that they'll be reverse deported.
Well, my sister's moving to El Salvador, which basically the same thing. And hopefully nothing happens and she stays there because I can't stand her, man. Like, she's the cause of a lot of issues here. You know, MXT says put them in jail. I wish I could, MXT, for life, man. I mean, the loss of a dog is profound. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not like this.
If only Frank could become a fan of these and change their heart.
It's the loss of a family member is what
it is, man. And it sucked. Like, I tweeted out a picture. Like, Bernie had even bought, like, tutus and shit to put on this dog, you know. And it's like, you can't explain the loss, you know. It's just, it's like you said, Break, man. It's a member of your family, you know. It's like, you know, it's
does
awful.
Does Freak have a dog that he lost? Is that what he's saying?
I don't know. He says, damn it, Frank, your stinko needs a trigger warning. I mean, it's, I don't know how else to put it, Freak 5. I mean, I've been mourning all week, and that's why I didn't really get a chance to play a lot of video games, man. Like, every time I went to go put on my PlayStation, like, I would look over, and my buddy, my little dog that would always be there and, you know, is not there anymore. And you know what? I didn't even want the dog to begin with, but I grew to love the dog, and it fucking sucks. Like, you know, I just don't understand the cruelty of people and stuff. But, you know, that kind of leads me into Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, I got two Sweetos. It leads in
You
to...
found your sister, Dad?
I wish, man. That would be actually really cool.
I wouldn't say that to most people, but I think you'd enjoy that one.
Oh, man. I trust me. If I got news that she went on the plane and everybody on the plane was safe except for her and she had a heart attack on the plane or the plane crashed and only she died.
The plane crashed. She was the only victim.
Yep. I mean, I would be – you trust me, Breakman. I would be happier than a pig in shit, man. I'm telling you. I've told Bernie several times, like, I want to live just like one day longer than my sister so I can visit her fucking grave and pee on it. That's how I feel. Like, I can't stand her, and she's been an awful human being to me for, like, you know, almost 40 years, and it just sucks. So, you know, and I don't blame her in particular, but she was the oldest adult in the fucking house, so she could have, you know, at least said, close the door, or let's not let the dog in, or, you know, let something. But nobody did anything. They were a bunch of fucking cowards, and I don't care who hears it. You know, that's just the way it is. Yeah. But it does lead to my Sweeto. Like, the way that I found out that my dog had got run over, and I'm glad I have finality, because I would always have that in the back of my mind. I wonder what my dog is doing, you know, all this stuff, you know. But at least it's finality, you know. But the way I found out is through an app. You know, a guy said, or I don't know if it was a guy or a girl, but they said they had ran over a dog and it was at a certain place and stuff like that. But before that, there were a bunch of people that were complete strangers. So that's my Sweeto of the week, the kindness of strangers. I don't think everybody in the world is bad, right?
Right.
I think there are a lot of good people. There's more good people than there are bad people. But there was an outpouring of support from the local community here where I live that were trying to help us find our dog, because we were frantically looking every day. We'd go out, or I would go out at least, with my car up and down the streets and, you know, look for her and stuff like that. But there were people that were constantly saying, is this your dog? You know, I found this dog at the shelter. Is this your dog? So there were people that were, you know, helpful. And when I found out that this was indeed the dog, or my dog, that got, you know, crushed, basically, there was an outpouring of support from people. Oh, my God, that's terrible. You know, I wish you the best. You know, thoughts and prayers, you know, all this stuff, you know. And there's no solace in losing your pet. But at least I knew that there were people that cared, you know, and that to me is that's really hard for me, guys. That to me meant a lot. And, you know, I just don't know what to say. I mean, you know, your pet is everything, you know. It's I have two kids, and, you know, I hold them above all else, but right below that is pets, you know, and it's the reason I didn't want a dog in the first place, man, because you get that attachment and shit like that happens. But I guess my Sweeto is the kindness of strangers, and the outpouring of support after, you know, was pretty touching. So, you know, that's what I'm going to say about that. My other Sweeto of the week is guilty, 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 right? Three guilty verdicts for Derek Chauvin, who killed George Floyd. No.
I'm kind of upset why they ruled the way they did, though.
I don't care why they did.
Because they can sacrifice one bad cop to keep the status quo.
Status quo. The genie's out of the bottle, Eric. Like, something's got to give, man. Like, during the trial, Breakman put it very succinctly. Nothing changed, you know. So I think it's the precursor for something that is going to change, and I don't know what, but I'm hoping that it is the precursor. But guilty, guilty, guilty. Hopefully he gets...
I don't know, because the right-wing media is going, like, have you seen Tucker Carlson? He's melting down over it.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about Tucker Carlson.
But I'm saying, like, that's what the conservatives are going with. Like, the whole conservative mentality is, like, the cops are now, they're under fire. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, cops can't do anything right. And, like, this.
Well, stop killing people. How about that? I mean, that's a start. I mean, stop having trigger. Did you see the 13-year-old that was killed?
Stop being shamed like military personnel.
Stop outfitting them with military outfits. Stop giving them fucking Humvees and military gear and AK-47s and all this other
unless
shit.
Unless they're in the neighborhoods of the people that own those. Like, the people that own assault rifles, like, they own a lot of assault rifles, so.
Well, that's a big problem, but that's not, you know. I mean, I don't think
I'm just saying, if the police want to police them with assault rifles, that's fine by me, but leave the rest of us alone.
Yeah, well, I mean, it in the real world, it's...
It won't happen that way,
yeah,
but I'm just saying.
Right. Let me get caught up on chat. Let's see. Lost multiple dogs over the year. I have two, Freak 5. It never gets easier. Dead dog story is a trigger. Is this the same dog you were always yelling at to shut up during the show? It was, Freak 5. It was that dog, man. And I was with her for a lot of the time. Like, I would take Bernie to work and I'd have the dog with me pretty much 24/7. You know, the one time that we left, to go do something, you know, and we couldn't leave the dog in the room cause I didn't want it shitting and pissing in here, left it outside in the back and ended up, dead. So that's just how it is, man. And no, Bernie is not below my pets, Freak 5. She's up there with my kids. She's my life partner, you know, whatever. So there you go. But anyway, so that the guilty verdict is definitely a Sweeto in my opinion. I think it's a very small incremental step to getting real change. So, Breakman, what you got for your Sweeto?
Well, I think we all agree on that one. My other Sweeto goes to NASA. They flew a fucking helicopter on Mars. How fucking cool is that?
Religion? Did you hear that? Science has put a helicopter on Mars and rode it on Mars. So there you go. Take that, religion. So,
I mean, how fucking cool is that?
Like, it was really cool, man.
I want to be around. I want to live long enough to see stuff like us really, truly exploring planets and stuff. I want to see that stuff so bad. Come on, humanity, kick it into high gear. Let's get this done.
Yeah.
For my sake.
MXT says, I think if this episode has taught us anything, is that government should put me in charge of the police. No, I don't think that's a good idea, MXT. Well, you said your kids were top and below. That was pet, so I wondered, Freak 5 said. Okay, well, I set the record straight, Freak 5. There you go. All right. Plus, I got Bernie right next to me, man. Of course, I'm not going to say anything bad about Bernie, Freak 5. All right. Breakman, what else you got?
Oh, that's it.
All right, Eric, you're up. Did you have any Sweetos this week?
Not really.
All right, then I guess it's time.
I mean, I guess I do, but my parents gave me a $100 Walmart gift card, so I bought the two new game releases this week.
Nice.
Which it costs exactly that much.
Nice.
Right.
Judgment and Near Replicant for the Xbox One Series X.
Oh, cool.
Yes. I don't think it has an upgrade path yet, but I do think there are benefits. I think the PS5 version of Near Replicant is coming out later, but who cares? I got a Series X. I don't need it.
Yeah, I know. both of those systems are good.
I'm not going to buy any more games on a console that has a CMOS battery that's going to die and render the games you can play on it useless, because they still did that to the PS5. Sony's stupid.
Yeah, I agree with that, but, you know, I mean, I guess if mine goes bad, just buy another. You know, it's like, that's all.
Yeah, that's not the issue. The issue is you won't be able to do that eventually, because the servers won't be around, and you won't be able to play a game because it does a check online. So it's basically online DRM.
I agree that needs to change, man. Sony needs to address
that.
They
can probably fix that with a firmware update, or maybe an emulation suite that makes a fake ping that just tricks it into doing it offline.
I think that's gonna happen. There's too much pressure on Sony, but I agree. All right, let's move on.
But I think the consoles that will be made in the future probably won't have that feature, so you won't need that for more update.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's move on. It's a free-for-all! Okay, this is it. This is the finals, and the semifinals and finals of our tournament to determine the greatest gaming icon of all time, guys. What are you guys ready to go? Let's get this thing done, right?
Yeah.
He's like, let's go. Excited. All right, we're starting at the bottom here. This is an interesting matchup. I don't know what to think about this. Ryu versus Link. Eric, I'm going to go with you first.
I'm going with Link.
Okay. Breakman, what say you?
I am actually going to go with Ryu because Link, I mean, he's famous, but he's like, he's only associated with one system, really, Nintendo, whereas Ryu is, he's been on almost every system, pretty much, and arcade. So you think about arcade games, you think about Street Fighter, you think about Ryu. So I'm going Ryu.
Oh, this is a good point that you make, Breakman. I was set to go with Link, but now you make me think. Okay. When in doubt, go with them fighting against each other, right?
Oh, that's an interesting match. One's got a sword that throws fireballs.
Yeah, I think I'm going to actually go
with... Yeah, but Link, I think he's got more power.
He does have bombs.
Well, he's got bombs, and he can... If he's fully, like, full health, he can throw, like lightning out of his fucking sword.
I mean, Ryu's
sword.
A powerful fighter, but... Link has the Triforce of Courage.
But we're talking about fighting.
It's full powered, yeah.
We're talking about fighting here, and if ever there was an expert fighter, it would be Ryu. Ooh, yeah, he does got that dark Hadouken thing. MXD says, "All right, I'm going to go with the."
He's also got the power of nothingness, which is basically better than Dark Hado.
Okay. I'm going to go with Ryu in a shocker.
Yes.
I wanted to go with Link, but man, Breakman makes a good point. Like when you think of arcade games, I mean, Ryu has to be at the top of the list and he's on all the systems. Link is just relegated to Nintendo. I'm going to go with Ryu, man. Yeah. I'm pretty confident in that too. If those two were to fight, I think Ryu would give him the Hadouken and daze Link and put him away with the uppercut.
And then, like,
so
Akuma shows up and lights go out and they're both dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Akuma's standing over him like, yep.
Freak 5 makes a good point too. He says Link's shield reflects fireballs, but I don't know if they could reflect the Hadouken.
Well, I don't know. In some of the Street Fighter games, he does like full-blown Kamehameha
yeah.
blast.
That's true.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, I'm going with Ryu. I mean, it's an upset for sure, but you know, hey, that's what happens in these tournaments. They're unpredictable. All right, next tournament, Breakman, you're first up on this one. Sonic versus Pikachu.
Oh man, this is a hard one.
It is.
These are
it really
both
is.
Like international known characters, you know.
MXT says Sonic.
They both have movies, you know?
Yeah.
Both have cartoons.
I'm going with Pikachu because he's more consistently adorable and memorable than Sonic because Sonic has had some stinkers over the years.
That's true. Sonic does have stinkers, but he is also the main character of his game, whereas Pikachu is not the main character of his game.
He's the mascot of the series, though, of the franchise.
He is the mascot of the series, that's true. But Sonic's the mascot of Sega is also... I don't know, this is hard. This is a really hard one.
Oh, Dungeon's in chat. Welcome back to chat, Dungeon. He says, my second shot ran through me like Sonic. I can still feel my cells changing. So.
Oh, you're growing bigger, stronger, faster than you ever were. Nice. I'm going to go with Pikachu.
Okay. That
I think it's like he. Both of them are international. Sonic's been around longer, but I just think of games like Pokemon Go, and there's so many people that unexpectedly love like Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
I
think
yeah.
Pikachu's a bigger all-around gaming icon than Sonic. Not by much, because Sonic is up there, but I think Pikachu takes it. I think that's a clean sweep for all of us. Pikachu moves on. If you were just going to say Sonic, I would have been the tiebreaker, and I would have been like, I'm just going to spite Breakman and go with Pikachu.
Okay.
But I think we're all agreed, though. You're all exiled, MXT says. You can't exile us, MXT. You don't have the power of exile. All right, next matchup, guys. Oh, this is a big one. I'm going to go first on this one. Simon Belmont versus Mega Man. I got to go with the horror factor here, guys. I love Simon Belmont. I love the Castlevania games. I like the Mega Man games as well, but gaming icons, like, I know Mega Man's an icon, but I always think of, like, icons, and Simon Belmont always comes to mind for some reason, as well as Alucard. But I'm going with Simon Belmont. What say you, Mega Man guys? Let's go with Breakman first.
They've both been around about the same line. Yeah. I think they both came out in 87.
Right? Yep, yep.
They both have a long storied franchise. I mean, everybody knows I'm going to pick Mega Man. Let's just stop beating around the bush.
I'm picking Mega Man, too.
Oh, how dare you guys override me? I knew you guys were going to do that, man. You sons of bitches. All right.
Mega Man. Simon Belmont, but it's Mega Man.
Okay. Let's see. Dungeon says, the worst was yesterday, but I'm still feeling it a bit today.
I honestly like Trevor more, and I like Julius Belmont even more than those
two. I like Trevor Belmont as well, Simon's
my favorite Belmont.
Yeah. All right, the worst was yesterday. I'm still feeling it a bit today. I feel like my constitution score deserves a plus one for somebody. Dungeon, I got the first vaccine, the Moderna one, and it was awful for me, man. I felt like I had the one of the worst flus I've ever had.
I just felt weak and I got a light cold,
but I got the Moderna one.
I don't think that was because of the shot. I think that was because of I was so worn out.
Yeah, if you guys ever have a chance between Moderna and Pfizer, pick the Pfizer one. It's better, man.
I already got my first Moderna, so I can't get my second one.
Oh god, man, the first Moderna one was, ooh, for me it was rough, man. But I heard people,
I think, if you're older it's rougher.
How dare you, how dare you, Eric. You son of a bitch. I knew you were gonna say that. MXT says, I'd like to throw the host of the show in jail for voting against Sonic. How dare you, MXT? You're exiled. All right, and then Dungeon says, tough matchup. Belmont's awesome, but Mega Man is great too. Well, I mean, we settled it here, apparently.
I can see MXT's, like, his, if he ruled the country, there'd be just one giant prison and then a few houses over on the side.
You know? Like him, his family. Like, you know.
No, I don't think. I think his family would probably be in jail, too.
Yeah, they'd
like,
well,
he'd be like Judge Dredd.
Half of mine would be in jail.
Him and Hulk Hogan and the hottest women that he likes, and that'd be the only ones not in jail.
Yep. All right, next matchup we got for you, Mario versus Lara Croft. Breakman, do the honors first.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, Lara Croft. I know you have the movies and Angelina Jolie's nice cleavage, but Mario, if he doesn't win this tournament, I think it'll be an upset.
See, you guys went against Simon Belmont, and Dungeon made good point.
This just tells me that we need better, we need better representation for women in video games.
Because, I agree. Lara Croft, yeah.
Because none of the women in, I mean, there are a lot of women in games, but none of them gotten the iconic appeal, and that's entirely due to society.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right, Eric. Dungeon says, but Belmont defeated Death multiple times. I mean, Death! I know! I voted for Simon, Dungeon. Blame these guys, man.
Mega Man's defeated Death, too, just not personification of Death.
Yeah. Freak
he's
said, I heard if
a
you...
guy with skulls on his head, and another guy throws these blades that cut through everything, boomerangs. And
I don't know if you guys made the right choice.
Gravity on its just side. And, like, Mega Man's fought a lot of guys.
He's also fought, like, super-powered alien robots.
Let's see. Freak Fight says, I heard if you previously had COVID, the first was rough. That's probably why. I think I had COVID. I can't be sure. But I did go to the hospital because I was feeling like shit one day, and I thought I got the virus, but they wouldn't specifically diagnose me with COVID, but yet they gave me all the COVID paperwork, which is shitty because that's how I could have got out of paying that fucking $1,000, you know, bill, which I still haven't paid, which I'm probably never going to pay because fuck that. But, you know. All right, let's get back to this. I'm also going to go with Mario. I mean, come on. Mario's like one of the icons of icons. Lara Croft's a huge icon, but not nearly as
without
as Mario.
There wouldn't have been other platformers,
I think. Yeah. All right. Eric, you're in agreement, Mario?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get rid of Mega Man here. Let's go Mario versus Mega Man.
Tomb Raider is a platformer.
let's go with this matchup, guys. Mario versus Mega Man. Eric, go first.
I'm going to have to go with Mario.
Okay. In chat, let's see. Mario didn't have a tank control, so Mario. Yeah, that's true. Freak Pie says Break is choosing Mario's plumber's crack over Angelina's cleavage. Ooh, that's a level that you break.
He wears suspenders. There is no plumber crack.
Yeah, that's true. He does wear suspenders, so that's a good point. Plus, that mustache is pretty sexy. So, you know. All right, Break Man, what say you? Mario or Mega Man?
He wears a hat like no other. Oh, God. Mega Man.
Okay, Mario.
No, I'm kidding, Mario.
It's gotta be. I mean, it was gonna be Mario regardless. I knew. I mean, almost anybody that runs up against Mario is gonna get killed in this contest, right? So, I don't think Mario has lost a single vote this entire time. I think Mario's been pretty consistent.
He's just got his own fucking theme park, for God's sake. I know. It's kind of hard to argue with Mario.
Yeah, it's called Super Nintendo World, but it's really just Mario.
Yeah. Okay, next matchup, guys.
That's a stinko I should have mentioned. Like, yeah, cases in Japan are spiking where Universal Studios Japan is. Because guess what? They all went there and got sick.
Yeah, well, I mean, Disney's opening up here. We're opening up, even though we're only at 40% on vaccinations of adults.
And the stupid prime minister is like, we're still going to have Olympics.
Dungeon makes a good point. He says Mario's just so versatile. He really is, man. All right, next matchup, guys, here.
He can pretend to be a doctor if he wants to.
Yeah, that's true. He was Dr. Mario, yeah.
Hey, let me see. Doctor, ref.
He's a tennis player, golf player.
Golf player.
A monkey kidnapper.
F1 racer, you know. I mean, he's an F1 racer, too. So
gigantic. Mario's also a gigantic asshole because he's a villain. Dr.
Yeah. Fun thing, he's called Jumpman, then. He changed his name.
That's right. He turned over a new leaf, Eric. That's unfair. Okay. Oh, well, yeah, I guess you could say he was a villain at 1.2. So there you go. He's like an anti-hero, hero, you know. I mean, all right. Pikachu versus Ryu. Let's
and
go
plus
with
Mario introduced doing shrooms to children.
All right, Eric.
Mario wants you to have PSP.
All right, Eric.
Know what you bet. That's why I was laughing.
Pikachu versus Ryu. Eric, what you got?
I'm gonna go with Pikachu.
All right. What say you, Breakman?
For the same reasons I went with Ryu before, I'm going to go with Ryu.
Oh, God. Don't leave it up to me, man. I thought you were just going to go Pikachu and we could just move on.
Pikachu hasn't been around as long as Ryu. Like, you think of arcades, you think of Pac-Man, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, Ryu, Scorpion.
Those are
Scorpion's gone.
Yeah. Not everybody plays fighting games.
These are good points, man.
Everybody knows what Pikachu is. Not everybody knows who Ryu is.
I disagree. I think almost everybody in the gaming world knows who Ryu is. But I will say Pikachu is an absolute global icon, man. If you had like a Mount Rushmore of icons, Pikachu would definitely be there. Mario would be there. Sonic for sure. Maybe Link. It's a tough matchup, man. I want to say Ryu so bad just to make Eric mad. but I can't do it, man. It's got to be Pikachu. He's a bigger gaming icon for sure.
I made fun of Mario, but like, I take PCP. But there's actually an anti-drug PSA that had Mario's face in it.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the finals, guy. We got Mario.
There's also like a sex ed tape of Mario talking about sex ed.
Yeah. Okay. This is
huge. His own cartoons, his own fucking movie.
Yep.
With Bob Hoskins.
Well, there was that Street Fighter movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme, right? Who played Ryu in that movie?
Oh, that's some nothing actor, I think. Him and Ken were thieves, or something like the story. Yeah. Their story was retarded.
Yeah, it was so bad.
I assumed that word. It was bad.
Yeah, just really bad. Okay, last matchup here. This is to determine the grand champion here, guys. Mario versus Pikachu. Eric, I'm going to go with you first because I know you're fond of both of these characters.
Probably going to have to go with Mario.
Ooh, okay. That was pretty quick. Well, then, I'm going to go with Pikachu to make it hard for Breakman. So, Breakman,
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Frank, because Mario is not a hard choice for me, I think. Like I said a few minutes ago, like, Mario, if he doesn't win this, I'd be shocked, because he is an icon, like, up there with Hello Kitty.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jurassic Park and Star Wars.
He-Man.
And stuff like that, yeah. Like, he is... When you think of video games, a lot of people, like, they'll think of Nintendo and then think of Mario.
Yep, so. Mario's... I mean, I don't disagree, man. I just picked Pikachu because I wanted to make maybe a little bit harder, but...
No.
But I don't disagree. Mario...
You just want to put everything on me so you can blame me!
Well, that too, man. I mean, you know, I mean, if I can blame somebody other than myself, then great, you know. All right. So Mario wins. So now we got to discuss what's next month's tournament. What do you got for next month's break, man?
My choice for next month is we just did the best video game character or the most iconic. Let's do what is the worst video game character.
Okay. All right. I was gonna do that MXT. I was gonna say, like, the best looking, he said hottest gaming character ever, but then that would bring us into misogynistic territory because they'd be all women.
So let's do it.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna do something more simple. I'm gonna do the greatest. I think we've done enough of these tournaments to determine the greatest video game of all time. So I'm going with greatest video game of all time. Nothing wrong with the little misogyny, MXT. How dare you, MXT? Breakman, you're going with what? What did you say? Like the worst?
Worst video game character.
Okay. Eric, what are you going with?
Game Boy
game. Best game Boy games. Okay, best perfect. Game. Great. So cool. All right. Well, there you go. Those are your choices for next month's tournament. Be sure to check out.
We are only going to give you 4 days to vote on this one, so Frank doesn't have to wait till the last minute again.
Yeah, so. It's really rough to come up with these tournaments like last minute. But okay, so that's the poll. You guys are going to want to check out at RP Grinders. You got 4 days to vote. If you're listening on this archive, maybe a little bit less, but. Go vote. That way we know, you know, definitively what you guys want in a tournament as far as these choices go. And then, you know, I'll have some time to put it together and, you know, get with these guys if I'm having trouble and stuff. I haven't had much trouble, but, you know, last minute's always kind of shitty. So, but, you know, whatever. So go to at RP Grinders. Make sure you guys vote on the poll. Even if you're in chat, go and vote. Breakman usually has these polls up like in no time, so, you know, it'll be up soon. And I'll retweet and all that good fun stuff too if you're following me. So, all right, that was a fun tournament, guys. I really, really enjoyed it. I don't know if you guys enjoyed it as much as I did, but I liked it.
I'll have this poll up in just a moment.
All right, there we go. Okay, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at Breakman on Twitter, at Break underscore man on Twitter, and at RP Grinders on Twitter. And soon,
wow! Look at that. He's a little
soon
bit
Hammy
of.
Will get his own account.
There you go. All right. I want the cowbell account, man. That's what I want. But you know, well, that's to be determined. Okay. Anything else, Break?
Nope.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, you can find reviews on either the feed for RP Grinders or BostonBashBrigade.com, where I write them. And if you like what I've written or done audio of a review, and you want to support me, sending me as little dollar on my Patreon would help out. And you can go there through my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Yep.
It's the fastest way to just go there.
Yep. Follow at EricRPG on Twitter, and in his bio there, you can click on the link and donate to help Eric do these reviews. They're pretty tough. IQ Bioshock 122 says, "Want to become famous? Buy followers and viewers."
It's a bot.
Yeah, ooh, I know.
Really? How much? Let us know. I need to buy followers.
Yeah, I know. Please, if you click on that link, Breakman, at your own risk, you know.
I've got money. I need friends.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, you can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can follow the show, as I said earlier, at RP Grinders. My listing of RP Grinders host is Harmy at the top, then Break, then Eric, then Pandalicious, Mug, Kaijudo, and at the bottom is Freak. Oh, of course, you know, yeah. I mean, that
wow,
figures, Freak 5.
Kaijudo came out of top of you.
Oh,
man.
Boy.
Wow.
It's really bad.
He's not even on here. That says something.
That's really bad if Kaijudo beat
that.
Me.
Stealth didn't get enough.
I know. Stealth didn't get any love. Neither did Vincent Aron.
I was about to say Vincent, yeah. What is this? What's up with that, man?
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you, Freak 5? Well, at least I'm above them, right, Freak 5? Wow. That's special, Freak 5. Okay.
Cowbell. Where did Cowbell come in?
Yeah. Cowbell wasn't even on that list. That's not even a list, Freak 5. How dare you? Okay.
That's a set. You're getting sad, Cowbell.
All right. I want to thank all the chatters that were in chat today.
Lubin isn't even on here either, so. You know.
I want to thank MXT was in there. Dungeon, welcome back, Dungeon. Hope you're feeling better, dude. I didn't know you got your second dose. Yosefsa 7 was in there. Good friend Freak 5 was in there, of course. I think that was a Dungeon. I think I mentioned MXT. Who did I miss anybody? I think Bernie was in chat too. I can't forget Bernie. Jeez, wow, she's right next to me. She'll hit me. Okay, let's see. I forgot about Stealth, and I started listening after Vincent left the show. Freak 5 says so. Yeah, there you go. Okay, Cowbell is between Panda and Mug. Wow. I'll make sure and let them know that. Okay. That's going to wrap up our show for today. Stealth is above Kaijudo, Freak 5 says. Okay, well, there you go. We all know.
Above Kaijudo, but that's beside
the point. We all know the real list. I think it's a little reversed there, but, you know, whatever. Okay. That's about it. Let's see. Thank everybody for listening. Blah, blah, blah. Go see Mortal Kombat. I want it to be supported because I want sequels like that are rated R and adulty, you know, like with the blood and stuff. So, make sure you check out Godzilla vs. Kong. I think it's still on HBO Max. So,
well, even if it leaves, I'll probably come back because they're canning Blu-ray prints. So it's gonna have to find a home somewhere, and that's probably the best home for it.
Yeah.
I know they said it's done real well in movie theaters, especially overseas, so I don't know how long it's going to be out in movie theaters. It might be a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad I watched it because it was really fun. It's one of the few movies I gave a 10 to, so, you know. All right.
If you're going in to see Godzilla fight King Kong,
that's what you're going to get. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great movie, man. I mean, it's just really well done, too. The effects weren't all, you know, stupid, like most CGI, and I don't know. I liked
fight
it. But
scenes were so well done, too. Like,
Freak says I'm watching it as soon as we're done, so let's get done here, guys. Do you guys have anything else?
No, he wants us to finish us so he can go play.
Okay. All right. Get over here. All right. That's about all we got for the show today. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're listening on archives, thank you as well. Really appreciate it. Whether it's YouTube or Twitch or on the feed, yeah. Make sure that you guys listen to Eric's audio reviews. They are on the feed, so if you're already subscribed, make sure you listen to them.
Hey, Questbuster, did you listen to my Metal Gear Rising Revengeance review?
City used as a wrestling mat in Kong vs. Godzilla? Check.
Yeah.
So, okay, guys.
We also used the naval fleet as a battle ground, which was fucking amazing.
Yep, that's true, too. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Big Five is exiled, and the ruiner of outros is Breakman. So
I didn't mention this in my Metal Gear Rising Revengeance